A woman in the group around the mobile hot dog said,
Ain't that awful? Where'd they get them hot dog vendors from?
Bums. They all bums.
Someone answered her.
Wine is what it is. They're all crazy from wine, if you asked me. They shouldn't let people like him out on the street.
Is my paranoia getting completely out of hand? Ignatius asked the group. Or are you mongoloids really talking about me?
Let him alone, someone said. Look at them eyes.
What's wrong with my eyes?
Ignatius asked viciously.
Let's get out of here.
Please do,
Ignatius replied, his lips quivering, and prepared another hot dog to quiet his trembling nervous system. With shaking hands, he held the foot of red plastic and dough to his mouth and slipped it in, 2 inches at a time. The active chewing massaged his throbbing head. When he had shoved in the last millimeter of crumb, he felt much calmer. Grabbing the handle again, he shoved off up Carondelet Street, waddling slowly behind the cart. True to his promise to make it around the block, he turned again at the next corner and stopped by the worn granite walls of Gallier Hall to consume 2 more of the Paradise hot dogs before continuing on the last leg of his journey. When Ignatius turned the final corner and saw again the Paradise Vendors Incorporated sign hanging out over the sidewalk of Poydras Street at an angle, he broke into a relatively brisk trot that brought him panting through the doors of the garage.
Help!
Ignatius breathed pitifully, bumping the 10 hot dog over the low cement sill of the garage.
What happened, pal? I thought you were supposed to stay out a whole hour.
We're both fortunate that I have returned at all. I'm afraid they have struck again.
Who?
The syndicate, whoever they are. Look at my hands.
Ignatius shoved 2 paws into the man's face.
My entire nervous system is on the brink of revolt against me for subjecting it to such trauma. Ignore me if I suddenly go into a state of shock.
What the hell happened?
A member of the vast teenage underground besieged me on Carondelet Street.
You was robbed?
The old man asked excitedly.
Brutally. A large and rusty pistol was placed at my temples. Actually, it was pressed directly upon a pressure point, causing the blood to stop circulating on the left side of my head for quite a while.
On Carondelet Street at this time of day? Nobody stopped it?
Of course no one stopped it. People encourage this sort of thing. They probably derive some sort of pleasure from the spectacle of a poor and struggling vendors being publicly humiliated. They probably respected the boy's initiative.
What did he look like?
1,000 other youths. Pimples, pompadour, adenoids, the standard adolescent equipment. There might have been something else, like a birthmark or a trick knee. I really can't recall. After the pistol had been thrust against my head, I fainted from lack of circulation in the brain and from fright. While I was lying in a heap on the sidewalk, he apparently ransacked the wagon.